And we're joined now by the man who's getting a lot of credit for the Democrats' win last night in the House. He is Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel, and also the leader of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And Congressman Emanuel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
A full night's sleep couldn't solve.
Okay, let me ask you this. This win, this big win, is this about what you and the Democrats did right, or is it about what the president and the Republicans did wrong?
Both. I mean, if you go back in history, in 1958, we had a big election. 1966, we had a big election, midterms. 1974, a big midterm. 1982, a big midterm, and 1994. And what happens in each of those, every decade, somewhere in the decade, the American people say something to the status quo and the party in power about their stewardship, whether that's Watergate, a failed health care plan, a recession, or a war. And it's both an affirmation that they were, it's a rejection of what the status quo is and an affirmation of the alternative. And you have to have, like in individual races, it's true nationally, you have to have a credible alternative that people can turn to. And so although it's, one wants to write it as it's an either or, they basically sent a message to the American people they were not going to be true change agents. They were going to stick with the status quo, and we were a credible alternative with our agenda. And so you have to have those two go in tandem.
Well, now that you are in power, at least in one chamber, what will you do?
Well, we're going to execute. We're going to follow through on what we pledged. We are going to raise the minimum wage. We are going to have direct negotiations for lower prescription drug prices, just like the Veterans Administration does, but we're going to do it for Medicare. We are going to have a vote on the 9/11 Commission recommendations to take and make America safe and secure. We are going to have a vote on taking the $12.5 billion in subsidies to big oil companies and move it towards alternative energy. We are going to go with pay-as-you-go rules on the budget, so no more free spending. And then we are going to have a vote on cutting in half the interest people pay on their college loans. Rather than subsidizing the banks, we're going to help the kids trying to get to school and their parents. And those are just the first six votes, what we called the 6 and 06. We'll also deal with Social Security in the sense that we are committed to strengthening Social Security for the future, but there will be no privatization in a Democratic Congress.
Okay, and let's talk about Iraq for a minute. And I'm just wondering, will you call for Donald Rumsfeld's resignation?
Democrats will and Republicans will. One of the things that's been bipartisan in this is Democrats and Republicans have both in the House and Senate said that Don Rumsfeld is not doing a job and doesn't have our confidence. That's also true of the men and women in uniform, generals. It's also true of the Army Times, as you know. I mean, when you look at what's happened in our effort in Iraq, do you really think that Don Rumsfeld's the one guy that should be guaranteed job security for 2 years? There's been no accountability. If the Baker Lee Hamilton report comes back and says, here are the options to get out of this, what I call the greatest national security challenge in over two generations. Do you really think it's Don Rumsfeld you want to manage the transition to the other policy or strategy? He has shown himself by everybody's standard, Ken Edelman and Richard Perle, supporters of the war, the theorists behind this war, have now said that if they had known it was going to be this incompetent, they never would have been for it. Now, that's their fellow intellectual brethren. So we are going to say that Don Rumsfeld doesn't have the confidence of the Congress, and I think I know Republican members agree.
Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.